Okay, if you suffer from low confidence as a man, I want you to watch this because this is probably one of the most like well-rounded videos that I've ever made. So I'm going to be taking more of a well-rounded approach to this, and this video is going to help your dating life. This is going to help make talking to women much easier. This is going to help you generate more attraction, and this is even going to save you a lot of time, emphasis, and headache that you would spend doing other things if you just focus in and actually take a look at your life as a whole and not just, you know, think of one small piece like, oh, you know, I have to improve my game. Okay. So this is the modern human substance cycle. This is what I named this. I just took a few minutes and I wrote down everything that majority of guys struggle with or how they're living their life. And I know this because I'm not perfect either, right? I've struggled with some of these myself, right? Especially like caffeine, right? Or in the past, like cigars or nicotine. Just stick with me here for a second because this will all make sense. The reason why you probably don't feel like your best self, the reason why you probably don't feel like you're in your best energy state, and the reason why you probably suffer from low confidence in certain situations is because if you look at the way that you're living, right, and I'm not perfect either, keep that in mind. If you look at the way that you're living, it is probably not optimal. So in this video, I'm going to help you get optimized so that way your mental cognition and your focus and everything is dialed in. So that way when you talk to beautiful women, it's much easier because you're a happier, healthier human being. So this is the modern human substance cycle. If you look at what happens to most guys, they wake up, and as soon as they wake up, what are we doing? Oftentimes it's coffee, it's caffeine, or it's energy drinks. But if you take a look at that on a deeper level, what is that? Okay, that right there is stimulants. It's a stimulant. Instantly, your body is every single day craving the stimulant. But what it's doing, right, is it's giving you false energy. Okay, and as that energy or as that caffeine hits your body, now it puts your body into more of a fight or flight response. This is why you're going to notice some people have increase in anxiety if they consume a lot of caffeine. This is why your body is literally in fight or flight. So people wake up and instantly, instead of just letting, you know, Mother Nature run its course and you wake up accordingly, this is what happens. Well, now take this step two. Most people, okay, or a lot of people are hooked on different types of nicotine. Right, so sometimes it's pouches, sometimes it's smoking something, whatever the case may be. Once again, this is a stimulant. So all day, right, a lot of times you're fueling this anxiety, you're on edge, or you're jittery. But the thing is you have to keep consuming it, or what tends to happen is like you get tired really fast. And since you get tired really fast, then it's harder to work, it's harder to be productive, it's harder to stay focused. Take this a step further. A lot of times like nighttime rolls around, a lot of times people are smoking. Now what happens is you're in a sedated state, right? So now you're slow. So look at all the things that occurred through the day so far. If this is you, this may or may not be you, but now, okay, now you're slow, right? And if you're slow, the reason is because now you're relaxed. You're in a sedated state. And this is this right here, right? This is the opposite of masculine. Like masculine is active and moving. Right? It's assertive. It's moving. It's active. It's you taking charge of your life. It's you being on your purpose. It's you doing things. Okay. When you're in a sedated state, what you did is you went from your natural masculine standpoint of being active and moving, and now you're slow, right? You are literally in a passive or a sedated state, which is completely opposite. That is not the state you want to be in, especially if you're trying to feel as masculine and as strong as possible. Okay, so now look at the next step. The weekend rolls around, guys consume a lot of beer. A lot of guys are consuming tons of alcohol. And yeah, temporarily, what it does is it lowers your inhibitions where you can speak and all of a sudden you have false confidence. But what is the effect on your hormones afterwards? In certain situations, this can sometimes produce a higher level of estrogen in that guy's body. Okay, and now your body's trying to filter out all of these toxins. Okay, so this is like the human cycle. Then if you take this a step further, if you say, hey, what am I actually consuming, right? What am I putting in my body? Well, now we have to look at the food, okay, the drinks, the type of sugars. What'll happen now if you're consuming a lot of sugar is you spike your insulin. And on top of that, you're not actually consuming real food. A lot of this is processed, Okay, and if you're not paying attention to what you're eating, you're not necessarily going to be optimal. You're not optimized. Now, when it comes to intimacy, most guys have no form of intimacy. So now they're watching these dirty websites, and now you're spiking your dopamine, and it's artificial, it's fake, right? It's not a real human-to-human connection. You're spiking your dopamine with dirty websites with false intimacy. So if you look at the modern human substance cycle, what you're going to notice in a quick hurry is that most people are never actually sober. Like, most people are never sober. Most people are not in a sober state ever. There's always something that they're taking in that's changing the way they are processing information and the way that they are processing the world around them. So this is why you probably feel not confident, is because if you look at the human experience, the human existence, it is made up of a lot of different things. Okay, so we're going to dive into all of this. Now, if you look at your dating life instead of like structure and regimen, right? Let's look at some of the modern day phrases when it comes to dating, when it comes to structure and regimen. You're going to hear people say things like game or seduction or female nature, or you're going to hear looks or money or status or attraction triggers or all of these different things, right? Okay, that's great. But let's just remove some of the information for a second and let's just focus on us, okay? If you look at your dating life from a more well-rounded approach and you say, hey, I'm a human being, what needs to happen here to be attractive? Well, a human is made up of a lot of different moving parts, okay? You have your genetics, you have your body, okay? You have your attitude and your personality. You have your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions, and you have the way that you see the world through your own lens. You are unique in certain ways, which means you need to be optimized. So if you take a look at your dating life from a more well-rounded approach that can help increase your confidence, well, what does that mean? That means if you look at your life like this, you should be doing anything you can to signal strength and health and wealth and abundance. And the only way to do that is by getting yourself naturally dialed in, by getting yourself naturally optimized. So everything as a man is connected, everything. You're going to notice with your career, if you start making more money, that might be something that helps you feel good about yourself. You're going to notice that your body and your fitness, all of a sudden you start leveling up your attraction. You feel like you look good. You feel like you look strong. You're going to notice with your body and your fitness, you get that dialed in. That might be the one thing needed to kind of help your personality flourish and help you get out of your shell so you can talk to people. Another thing is just your mental cognition. You might notice, hey, if you spend less time on certain websites, if you spend less time, consuming certain types of media, you might feel better. Well, guess what happens then? This all makes up your game, okay? All of these things right here make up your game and who you are, because game, when you're speaking to women, is a well-rounded thing. It's how you look, it's what you wear, okay? It's how you speak, and how you speak stems into your mental cognition, and everything is tied together. So here's what I'm saying. Getting better at game and talking to girls is often only one piece of the puzzle. Yes, verbally you can get better. Yes, verbally you can do things to spike attraction. Yes, verbally you can do things to raise her seduction that she feels towards you. But let's look at these four steps that you might be missing as a human here. Number one, level up all of these areas slowly. You know, maybe take some time today and think, hey, which of these substances maybe am I attached to that I didn't even realize? Okay, which of these substances am I consuming every day that I maybe didn't even know has an effect on how I view the world or what my personality is like? So level up all areas slowly. Number two, don't put added pressure on yourself to perform so quickly. This is what most people think. Most people go into the gym and they think, I need a six pack of abs by next week. Most people start building their business and they say, I need $1 million by next month. All of this added pressure makes it so you can't perform. And if you can't perform, you're not going to stick anything out to actually see the fruits of your labor pay off. Now, that stems into number three. Tell yourself that you will live to be 120 just so you can enjoy the journey. Now, you probably will not live to 120. Hopefully, I live to be 220. Who knows? Okay? But I'm going to tell myself this so that way I enjoy day-to-day processes and day-to-day journeys and enjoying the whole human experience, even if not all of it is super pleasant. And that leads me to number four. You want to tell yourself that you are here on earth for a reason and created for a reason. And that gives your natural masculine state some value. And you tell yourself, hey, you know, when I wake up every day, what's my purpose and why am I here? What am I doing? What should I be doing? What should I go do? How can I give most value to the world as much as I can? How can I show the world all the amazing things I was blessed with? And if you do that, watch yourself flourish. That is attraction. Women want to watch you blossom. You want to watch yourself blossom. Women want to watch a man reach his fullest potential. Well, how do you do this? You do it by actually understanding the full human experience. So if you have low confidence, some of these reasons may be why, okay? And I'm not here to give you any sort of false tactic. I'm not here to give you any sort of false step-by-step process. This is a way to look at your whole life as a well-rounded approach. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.